Glenn, what got you interested in bow hunting?
What got me into bow hunting? Well, it was so long ago. I mean, it's just something that happened, that's all. In other words, I don't know if you've read my book or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was a kid, I think I was a kid now. At the time, when I was quite a person, you know, you're 16 years old, you think you know a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was a sophomore and in high school. And the tide would come in, you know, and against a big bulkhead. You could walk up and down the bulkhead. It was so wide, maybe 2 or 3 feet. And you look down the water at a high tide, it'd be about 4 or 5 feet deep, you know. And there used to be sharks floating around in there. The, like I said in the book, the garbage at that time was just dumped over from the cottages, you know, along the beach or the bulkhead, and the seagulls would scream and yell and dive and pick up all the good stuff, but the sharks were running around underneath picking up all the stuff that drifted down to the top. Well, garbage in those days was not all garbage because it was all degradable, you know, like there was no aluminum cans, newspapers maybe, and vegetable peelings and things like that. It would go away. Even the glass would break up on the tide, you know, and it would be ground in the... It wasn't a big deal. Garbage cans were more of a luxury or something anyway, but nobody worried about dumping in the sound because it all went away. But now it's different, you know. So we would just make all kinds of stuff to see if we could get those sharks, you know. You know, kids, we were predators like the sharks were. Anyway, we would get some sticks and put nails in the end of them. And I would have an old bowl I made out of a limb or something, a hazelnut, and put a meat wrapping twine on it, and we'd shoot arrows, and we'd have long gaffs and stuff. Spears and things like that, you know, just kids stuff. And later on, I got into the scout troop over there, and I found out, you know, you get a Tennessee cedar stave from back east somewhere, which shipped in, and I'd make a bow out of it. And then we had a manual training shop at Fauntleroy, complete with all the tools, vices, and everything you needed. And we used to go down there and make our bows and things. And I finally got to teaching kids how to do it, you know. And it was quite an interesting experience. Finally, we got to finding out, you know, the yewwood could be used, and there were some old yewwood trees along the beach. We'd go down to the sand pit, cut a limb off of it, try to make a bow out of it, you know. But they were supposed to age it for a couple of years. We couldn't wait for that, so we'd just make out of anything, you know. It came along, hazelnut, maple, vine maple, yewwood. Finally, as I grew up, I went to Camp Parsons. And there was a camp on Hood Canal from there. And we'd have a regular parade ground, everything, and big tents to sleep in. And we got there's yewwood out in the, and maple, vine maple out in the woods. We go out to gather that up, bring it in, and let it start seizing. And then we use the wood from the year before, or 2 years before. And we, you know, I'd help them make bows. We had archery merit badges and things. Then we got into Rangers and older ones. They got to be about 20 years old or 18, 20.
And what year was this?
It was 1926 is when I started this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just evolved from that.
So that's how you started, from the sharks.
Yeah.